talk more about some visitors and guests now, I guess. Today we're excited to celebrate the baptism of Chloe Elizabeth Bell, and you can see all the, she's the fourth generation of in this family here in this church. That's pretty cool. And so we'll be doing that in just a few minutes. We're glad to have y'all here and all your family. Good to have you, and good to welcome her. Don't forget that Fresh Expression does meet tonight, 5:30, I believe. I think that's right. Is that right? 5:30. And I understand there is ice cream afterward. Yay. Shannon, you wanted to talk about Family Promise. Thank you, Shannon. I need to call Sarah to come up here real quickly. She doesn't know. She'll get called again in a little bit. Please stand here beside me. Thank you. We need to say thank you to Sarah, because, of course, while Sarah is employed here, she has been serving for this past year as our first-year seminarian as well. And her time of that is up. And, But she's not going anywhere. So I tried to think about that for a little bit, and I said, let's just say thank you to Sarah. Okay, go ahead. No, not yet. I'll call you back. I promise. However, that also means, Molly, if you'll come up. I saw you. There you are. Come on up here. There you are. Molly has been here for 2 years. She has finished. She's lasted for 2 years with us. Can you believe it? And you'll be heading off to your internship in Raleigh.
Yes.
And this is her last Sunday with us until she comes back as a senior. She'll be up in Raleigh. Yay! And so I asked her if we could have a Godspeed service for her, and she said yes. So we're going to do that right now. We couldn't do this for Sarah. She wasn't going anywhere, you know? All right. Molly, as you leave our congregation, we wish to bid you farewell. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Molly, when the seminary assigned you to our congregation, you had no idea what you were walking into, and we didn't know what we were getting either. But what we found was that you gave yourself. You gave your love, you gave your talent, your energy, your enthusiasm, your zeal, and our congregation has been benefited from all that. We hope you've benefited a little bit from us, but you really became a part of our family of faith. There are many of our teaching parish field work people who come. I think after a while they don't even remember them. But I think you're going to be one of the ones they really do remember and try to follow and figure that out. You'll probably see a lot of heads nodding as we go through all that. So please know we look forward to your coming back and that you always have a home here. When you came to this congregation, we rejoice to welcome you into the mission we share as the people of God. In this community, you have come to know and to share God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Molly and for the time we have shared with her. As she has been a blessing to us, so now send her forth to be a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We're not done with you quite yet. Congregation wanted to give you a little something to so let them see what I gave you. They don't even know. Oh, can y'all see? Yeah. So anyway, that'll be something you can remember us by. Yeah. So we wish you the best. Now, Sarah, oh, wait a minute, I'm having a psychic impression. Them berry, I think Sarah's going to get up and say, them berries sure were good. Is that right? Okay.
Them berries sure were good. Yesterday, we had a great time picking strawberries. And I love that you guys all wore red in honor of our strawberry picking.
You know what this shows is that her psychic abilities are not nearly on a level. We're about to do the baptism shuffle, however. We are excited now to be having a baptism for Chloe Elizabeth Bell. So I'll invite her parents to bring her forward and her family, whatever. You'll find it in your bulletin. You know, maybe we should do that since you got a handbell choir priest, don't you? Yeah.
They're going to be one disappointed bunch.
How about if I call y'all back up in a few minutes? See, I told you it's a baptism shuffle. It just.
Perhaps we can do both at the same time.
Hey, Jim, why don't you prepare for worship?
Thank you.
What better way to celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost than with our own baptism right here? So, if you, Jacqueline and John, if y'all would bring Chloe forward. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, you desire to have your child baptized into Christ. As you bring Chloe Elizabeth to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God in the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Chloe Elizabeth grow in the Christian faith and life? People of God, do you promise to support Chloe Elizabeth and pray for her in her new life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection you set us free from the power of sin and death, and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of this baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Chloe Elizabeth Bell, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Chloe Elizabeth with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Chloe Elizabeth, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Please rise. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share.
Join us in giving thanks and praise to God
and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Amen. Well, we are excited. Congratulations, Chloe. Welcome. Here's your baptism certificate. And what a wonderful way to start this Pentecost day as we celebrate God's Spirit poured out on all of us. We now have a new one God's Spirit just got poured out on. That's great. Thank you so much. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of the earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated. Would the children please come forward? Well, good. Oh, you're coming. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. There were going to be some people, I think, relieved if you didn't come. Not me. Hey, do you see this? What is that? Actually, it's a little pin that you can wear on. Oh, we got more. Okay, great. Hey, y'all can see this. Would you read that? No. You know why? It's in Japanese. And And this actually says, Jesus loves you, in Japanese. And so I thought I was going to see if there's anybody out there that can speak a different language that knows how to say Jesus loves you in whatever language that is. Anybody know another language they can say Jesus loves you in? This is the part they were going to be relieved about if you didn't. Te amo, what is that? Okay. All right, in what language?
Spanish,
okay. Anybody got something different? Yes. Oh, you're doing sign language. Did you see her? Can you do that again so they can see? Yeah, in sign language. Jesus loves you. Anybody got a different language? All right, well, I have done research because I didn't know if anybody would know some, so I actually found some. I have no idea if they are pronounced correctly. I know how to say Jesus loves you in Chinese. Do you want to learn how to do that? That would be cool. Can you say, Yesu Aini? Yesu Aini is Jesus loves you in Chinese. How about that? Yesu Aini. Let's see. Ooh, Greek. I had Greek. That's not going to help a whole lot. O Iesus sas agapa. Now, I don't expect you to learn that. Yesu Aini was good enough. Yeah. In Portuguese, Jesus ama o. That's not hard. Jesus ama o. That's Portuguese. Anyway, today we're listening to a story. Today is Pentecost, and on that day, we believe that the Holy Spirit poured out on his disciples, and they could suddenly talk other languages. And you know what? They could speak Chinese or there's a whole bunch of different languages. They weren't speaking these languages. But there was a whole bunch of different languages that they could suddenly tell everybody, and their message was very important. They told everybody, no matter what kind of language they spoke, they told everybody, Jesus loves you. So that's what we're thinking about today, is that no matter all over the world, different languages, different peoples, different everythings, we're remembering Jesus loves you. Okay, can y'all remember that? Do you remember how to say it in Chinese? Yesu Aini. Yesu Aini. Okay, so you can go around telling people that and they won't know what you're talking about. But it's important to tell people that Jesus loves them, and that's what we're doing today. All right, can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us to tell everyone that you love them too. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet of Joel. In the last days it will be God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Oh,
The second lesson is from the 8th chapter of Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You can be known for many things. I remember as a teenager when my friends and I discovered the Guinness Book of World Records books, which highlighted folks who were trying to be the best in the world at something. And if that book proves anything, it proves that some people are nuts. Christian Adam of Germany set the distance record of 37 and a half miles for riding a bicycle backward while playing a violin. I have to say, I don't believe I'd have thought of trying that one. For 20 minutes of every waking hour for 16 years, Les Stewart spelled out every number from 1 to a million on his typewriter, ending up with a book 19,890 pages long. In 1999, Dustin Phillips of Los Angeles, get this, sucked an entire bottle of Heinz ketchup through a straw in 33 seconds. There's a record for being the fastest at making a balloon dog, and one for being the fastest person to run across 100 meters of ice barefoot. And you get to that point and you just have to ask, who are these people? My favorite, however, happened just last May. A guy named Eric Matajasic of Arizona set the world record for unzipping his pants 162 times in 30 seconds, beating the old mark by 27 zips. Now there's something to aspire to. No, no. As Christians, we are called to reach higher than that. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Oh, how frustrating that must have been for Jesus. And I think it's with a tone of exasperation in his voice that he replied, have I been with you all this time and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And then Jesus went on to explain it so that even Philip could understand, so that even we could understand. Look at the things I do, Jesus told them. Look at the compassion, the love, the truth, the grace in everything. Listen to my words. Look at my deeds. That's where you can see the Father. But then Jesus goes further, telling Philip, telling all the disciples, and telling us too, that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do great things in God's kingdom too. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live lives of love, reaching out in compassion and kindness and mercy, speaking truth and comfort and hope, advocating for justice and peace. Now that's something to aspire to. Aspire. If you look up the etymology of the word aspire, you learn quickly that the root of the word is the same root for the word spirit. It's connected to the word inspiration too. To aspire means to breathe, to be filled with breath or spirit. And that meaning reaches way back into Genesis, where God created Adam from the mud and breathed into him. There God filled people with his own breath, his own spirit. God inspired people with faith. And God gave people the aspiration to live as God's child, God's way. And today on Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit being breathed on the whole church, on all believers, filling us with excitement and zeal, inspiring us in a greater faith, and leading us to aspire to the faithful life in all things and in all ways. Today is God's new Genesis among us. Today, God fills us with his breath anew, and we are called to do great things in God's kingdom. And that might mean grand things for all people to see, or it might mean small, everyday acts of love and kindness and justice that happen person to person, and which one small step at a time make a difference in our world, and which one small step at a time change our world. And now that is something to aspire to. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And in his request, Philip had his finger on the very pulse of our lives. Amid all the things we look at, all the things we seek, all the things we strive for, we crave what is true and real. We desire most something with depth and meaning. We long deep, deep down to be near God. What we most want is to see God, to experience his love and grace, and only then are we satisfied. Only then is our hunger filled. Only then is our thirst slaked. And in Jesus, that's just what we find, just what God provides. Jesus assures us that when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, when we are led in lives of love and compassion and servanthood, when our thoughts and words and deeds are inspired by God, God shines through. Others see the Father in us. Others see the Father in you. And that's something to aspire to. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Today on this Pentecost Sunday, that becomes your challenge. Because of your baptism in your life, today and every day, show us the Father. Amen. The whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O Spirit of the living God, we ask now for you to fall on us even more. Bring excitement in our faith and energy in our witness. Comfort us in our struggles and difficulties and make your presence real to us in all of life, and especially when we most need you near. Draw us closer together as your family and empower us to live our faith in every moment of our lives. Lord, in your mercy, thank you, Lord, that through your word you have continued your church through the ages and preserved the fellowship of the faithful. We ask now that your church might become more and more meaningful to us and to our community. Inspire us all to live a meaningful life full of courage and commitment to you and outreach in your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Spirit of love, there are indeed many who are in need of you and who need help and change in their lives. We pray now for the sick, those in trouble, those who mourn, those who are hungry or poor or lost or who have no hope. May our hearts be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we reach out to them now and always in your love. Bless all in any need, O God, and especially all those whom we remember before you.
Bobby Collins, Martell,
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you gave the gift of languages to the disciples so that your message could be proclaimed to all. May the power of your love unite us all over our world. Lead us to look beyond ourselves and our own self-interest, and to know that we are brothers and sisters together with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting one body, people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy,
in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your Spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those in mourning and pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring earth to the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.